Good afternoon. A tool for the analysis of routine surveillance data for obligatory notification disease is the title of this presentation, which provides an overview of EPIBIGILA, a software that is being implemented in Central American countries by CDC Regional Office for Central America and Panama, from now on CDC CAP. During this presentation, we will see what EPIBIGILA is, its objectives, the type of data it works with, a brief description of its analysis tools, the implementation stages, the state of the project implementation in Central American countries, and finally, the conclusions. EPIBIGILA is a database application that was developed as part of the CDC influenza program with the intention to enhance epidemiological surveillance in Central American countries. The aim of this tool is to facilitate the analysis of the data collected through the disease mandatory reporting requirement. It must be noted that EPIBIGILA is not a data recording system. It's not designed to replace two notification systems in place, but to complement them. EPIBIGILA stores, manages, and integrates epidemiological surveillance data. EPIBIGILA was created in Microsoft Access 2000 to ensure compatibility with subsequent versions. EPIBIGILA generates tabular reports and graphs mainly in Excel. These Excel outputs can constitute the user's final report or be used as the starting point for other calculations and other reports. The goals we had in mind when we developed EPIBIGILA were as follows: to make complete use of the existing surveillance data, to optimize data recovery time, to create a tool that can be adapted to and used with all surveillance levels existing in a country, and finally, to implement the software in all Central American countries in the short term. The data EPIBIGILA works with are historical and current data. Here we can see the main input data, which are 10 variables, that is year and epidemiological week, place variables, that is notifying centers, person variables, age group and sex, and event variables, that is the event itself and the number of cases. For the implementation of EPIBIGILA, the existing historical data are obtained, cleaned, converted into the EPIBIGILA format, and incorporated into the program before distribution. Subsequently, the user will need to periodically update information in the database with the exchange files generated by each country recording system. EPIBIGILA integrates auxiliary data which enhances the outputs. For example, population forecasts by sex and age groups from the country level are useful to perform rate calculations. The country geopolitical or healthcare organization is represented with a standardized spatial configuration that allows for up to 7 aggregation levels for the data. A sample configuration is presented on this slide. Here we can see that they go from institution level up to the country level, from the institution level up to the country level. It's worth noting that when EPIBIGILA is implemented in a country, all the integrated auxiliary data set are distributed with the software, which very much facilitates its use and acceptance. Now we'll see some screen captures showing the software working and some reports. Even when EPIBIGILA was fully developed in Access, we tried to make the user interface look like any Windows screen with its typical menus. In order to see the software capabilities, let's follow the steps we usually do when conducting weekly epidemiological surveillance. Firstly, the user needs to determine which of all reported events need to receive special attention. The user will be looking for events having a reported case count higher than expected for the time and place under surveillance. With the control panel tool, we can develop a problem disease list to facilitate comparisons between observed and expected cases. When we indicate the analysis area, the year, the epidemiological week, and the events to be evaluated, EpiVigila opens the control panel as we see on the screen. In the control panel, we can see the new cases of an event in three different ways and perform comparisons with the historical data. The three ways to see new cases are as follows. Cumulative numbers of cases of the year through the selected week, new cases only for the selected week, and new cases for the last 4 weeks. On this view, the program selected 23 diseases with higher case counts for this year than for the last year, as is shown from the difference between the cumulative case numbers given the both years. This is this year, last year, and the difference. The cumulative number of cases may also be compared to median cumulative cases of the 5 previous years. Obviously, not all listed diseases will represent the problem. It's the epidemiologist who must understand the relevance of any difference presented by the program. From the last 5-year median, it's also possible to calculate the epidemic index. This is useful for evaluating high frequency events. Those above 1.24 will be selected in the view. For the low frequency events, the Poisson probability is calculated. Those with a Poisson probability below 0.005 will come out on the list. The same comparisons we did for the cumulative number of cases may be performed for the observed cases in 1 week. Or over the last 4 weeks. The tool was designed to give the user the possibility of analyzing reported cases from different perspectives so that what may not be noticed on one view may be noticed in the other. The user can highlight any suspect observation or any observation considered to be worth evaluating. All selection made on one view will remain in all others, in a way that all selected events will be added to one unique list of suspect events. By applying epidemiologic criteria, the user gets the first analysis product, that is, he identifies the disease to be investigated for that week. Using the epidemic index tool, the user may want to produce a graph to clearly show the status of the different diseases just by selecting the disease to be represented on the report. Then, EpiVigila will produce an Excel graph where the expected range will appear in blue, and disease with limits above or below the expected range will appear in red. Now, let's go back to the epidemiologist investigation process. Once the disease problems have been identified, he must find out where in the country the case count has increased. EpiVigila offers two tools for this, cases and rates and the maps. The cases and rates tool produces tabular reports in Excel books. These reports show how cases are distributed in the different country regions and calculate the rates for place, year, age, and sex. The different fields in the form on the screen allow for modification of time, place, and person variables, as many times as required to obtain a great variety of reports. Based on the user selection, the program will present data by state, by county, by institution, may show cases for 1 year or for several years, may calculate rates for cumulative cases, and also rates for weekly data. The other tool to show the spatial distribution of cases and rates are the maps. Epivigila makes good use of the graphic and dynamic capabilities of a software called InstallAtlas. To use this function, the country must have the license to use and publish the generated maps. Epivigila can retrieve the disease data for the required time and place and transfer that data to the InstallAtlas templates. Then InstallAtlas shows the maps with bar and time series line graph. So maps for several years and several diseases in one single atlas can be shown. Among the many other capabilities, this software offers filters which can be set up, for example, to show just one region. Going ahead with the investigation, the epidemiologists may want to characterize the age and sex group with an increasing number of cases. Epivigila offers a tool based on the population pyramid model to represent data for 2 overlap years. If the number of new cases is higher than for the comparison years, the bar color exceeding the striped zone will be more intense, as in the example, in all age groups. Except for the 25 to 39 age group. For time analysis, Epivigila offers two tools. The program can represent week by week all of or part of the historical case series that may be stored and plot different trends on them. The other tool for time analysis are the endemic channels or epidemic levels. The endemic channels are graphical reports Epivigila produced also in Excel, using the data corresponding to the previous 5 years. 4 areas are calculated to quickly show the situation along the year of the disease. A graph sheet will be created for each selected disease and place. It's possible to create weekly graph, as we can see here, 4 weekly graph, and cumulative graph. If the user wants to describe the population characteristic of the affected area to include this in the report, Epivigila also offers the possibility of graphing population pyramids for any country area, including the county level. Finally, at the time of distributing the information, the user may ask the program to make a tabular bulletin providing information on the current situation of the disease in each area. Such bulletin will be an Excel book including two indexes, one alphabetical and one subject-based, with items linked to content page. Each page will contain information for one event only, comparing the case count for the current and for the present year. And the program will calculate the difference in number of cases as well as rates. Here we can see the implementation stages of Epivigila. Stage 1 is data preparation, consisting in the collection of the main and auxiliary data sets. Stage 2, implementation at central level. In a 5 days visit to the country, we make a conversion of historical data. standardization of event and place codes, conversion and incorporation of population data, preparation of map templates, development of future data import routine, training at central level. Stage three, support patch, update, etc. And stage four, implementation at regional local level. Regarding implementation in Central American current status, during the last year, we have been working in five countries. Costa Rica is in data preparation process. Honduras, Panama, and República Dominicana are in the stage three. And in Guatemala, we are running stage four with the implementation of EpiVigila at regional level. Bien. Finally, our conclusions. EpiVigila integrates historical and current data, which frequently appear disaggregated in recording systems. Saves important time which can be devoted to analyze data. Offer a solution that is easy to adapt in the short term to different notification systems. Provide highly relevant auxiliary data difficult to collect, and provide output in a more familiar environment, Excel, allowing for the new calculation and derived report. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Odoglio. If you have any questions for Dr. Odoglio, I'll bring the mic back to you.
That's all right. What is the current frequency of updates of the data?
1 week.
Once a week. Any others?
So for your, I forget what you call it, accumulated median on your score sheet, on your results page, you had 5 years of data? You had historical data. And you said that when you go to the to the different locations, you convert their historical data into EpiVigila. What kinds of systems are the historical data currently stored in before they're converted over into Access?
Sorry, lo que haya de históricos en el país. Is my. No, paper records, no. Digital records, en algún formato electrónico.
All the data has to be set up in an electronic
form. Existente en algún formato electrónico. My personal translation. My dear wife.
Any other questions?
That's it.
Collaboration, teamwork. Good. Any other questions? Good. Thank you, Dr. Dodd.